Spotlight. Good evening, listeners. Welcome to today's Spotlight. I am Sonu Sood, and today we will be discussing about Prime Minister Narendra Modi's address in the 131st episode of Mann Ki Baat. To discuss the various aspects of this address, we have with us senior journalist Shekhar Iyer. Shekharji, warm welcome to you on Akashwani.
Thank you, Sonuji.
Shekharji, today in Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister highlighted the achievements of the country and her citizens and said this Mann Ki Baat is a very powerful platform for this purpose. And the first accomplishment which he talked about is the successful conduct of the Global AI Impact Summit held in Delhi. First, let's hear what he said about that and then we'll carry on the discussion.
इस समिट में दुनिया को एआई के क्षेत्र में भारत की अद्भुत क्षमताएं देखने को मिली है। इस दौरान भारत ने 3 मेड इन इंडिया एआई मॉडल भी लॉन्च किए। यह अपने आप में अब तक की सबसे बड़ी एआई समिट रही है।
So Shekharji, the Prime Minister, in detail, we just heard an excerpt. He lauded the achievements of the summit, how it was a big success, how it portrayed India in front of the global audience. Can you tell us a little bit more about this? How important was this? And how important is the fact that in his Mann Ki Baat, when he's talking directly to the country, he is appreciating youth's enthusiasm and he also congratulated all countrymen for the successful summit?
Sonuji, this was no ordinary conference. You know, normally several international conferences take place in Delhi, particularly during this part of the year. But what we had or what we witnessed was AI Impact Summit, a global summit in which we saw participation by several heads of state, including important leaders like the French president, the Spanish president, you had the Brazilian president, and several other representatives from different countries. And apart from the heads of state, we also CEOs of different companies who are working in the field of artificial intelligence. And that included Google, OpenChat, ChatGPT. There were all these companies are leaders in artificial intelligence. Many of them are from America, from Europe, and from other parts of the world. And the fact that they came to Delhi, and along with them, there were innovators and industry leaders and also startup. And the question is, why was it held in Delhi? What has India got to do with it? Well, the very fact that it was in Delhi underscores the fact today India has joined hands with, rather is now rubbing shoulders with other countries in working towards creating the technology needed for the AI of the future. So already we are seeing AI impacting our lives. If you just open your mobile, just look at the search engine. That is of the first of the results are produced by the artificial AI of either the Google or any other search engine you have got. So this is now moving into other areas and along with other technologies, particularly in advanced manufacturing and also in the field of medicine. And nowadays AI is used even for very complicated surgery involving heart or brain or any other parts of the body. So several things are happening. Because it happened in Delhi, we saw lot of the innovators who are at work in India in several laboratories, in universities and in startups. They got an opportunity to interact with some of the world leaders in this field and there was exchange of ideas. And apart from long-term vision of the projects to undertake in collaboration, this was also thrashed out in this conference. And the world leaders were quite impressed with what India has also achieved in this field.
Right.
He particularly mentioned the first product at the AI is Amul, you know, Amul Booth. How AI is helping us in the treatment of animals and how farmers are keeping track of their dairy production, AI assistant. So AI is now moved into several areas where it is of great use to the users. So that is why this is an important thing. And we are also using it in for, he mentioned the case of, you know, how we are even using it to preserve our ancient texts, our manuscripts. So several things are happening in this field and it was important to appreciate and understand. And notwithstanding, in fact, the Prime Minister today spoke about it at a function where he launched the new high-speed Meerut-Delhi connection and where he deplored attempts by a particular party in order to mock at the summit without understanding the significance of it. Because this was no political party's function,
yes,
as the Prime Minister pointed out today. This is an achievement for India. That earlier summits were held in France, they were held in UK. Now it is being held in India. And in fact, the French president, I'm told Indian officials, that he would like Because all those summits in UK and France were not of the scale of the one held in Delhi. I understand he conveyed to Indian leaders and Indian officials, he would like a similar thing to be held in Paris whenever a summit is held. And you would like ideas from India in this regard.
So that's the kind of impact that we have had. Another aspect which he spoke about was the digital arrest. How to overcome this problem? What kind of precautions should be taken? You feel that this is one area which cannot be emphasized enough?
Well, you know, despite RBI running a campaign, Graha Jago, Jago Satar Praho, you know, RBI has been running a campaign. Despite that, you know, more and more people have fallen victim, though statistically, because of the awareness spreading, the amount of money lost compared to previous years has come down, I am told, by a statistics just I read somewhere, by 600 crores. But nevertheless, still people losing money, despite several checks and balances put in the system, in the technology. And Prime Minister decided to mention in Mann Ki Baat because he feels more and more people have to be made aware of this menace, which right. is being done by gangs, sometimes operating from out of the country. There are organized gangs trapping people, particularly elderly people who have retired, pensioners who might have got their retirement benefits. That the fact that these incidents are happening, the Prime Minister feels these are unpardonable. Authorities who are tracking down the cyber crime, they are working on it. And this fraud is affecting so many people. Sometimes even ordinary people, they lose so much of money, they are not able to even to take care of basic needs of the children.
Yeah, Shekharji, he gave very practical advice that you should be very, very, you know, prompt about KYC updation, because that is for your safety, and do not share bank information very easily, and keep changing your password. That also, I mean, he gave a lot of practical tips which people can follow and which sometimes they overlook.
Yes, you know, even a thing like nonsense like digital arrest, people should be aware that there is nothing called digital arrest. None of the law enforcement agencies, be it ED, CBI, or any law enforcement digits. There is nothing called digital arrest. But it surprises all of us, sometimes it shocks us, how some citizens are trapped into believing that the scamsters masquerade as law enforcement officials, as ED official or CBI official, force people to be under arrest, then help them to take the money out, saying otherwise they will be put under arrest. And there are also scams who are operating in the guise of couriers. These gangs are operating from outside India. This is such a serious menace. So therefore, it is very important we keep our bank accounts in safe custody. We keep all details. And we are not supposed to share with anyone. Even in the family, one has to be very careful where we can, you know, we have seen a lot of short films being produced, how not to share password with anybody, even within the family.
Absolutely.
So, that's why Prime Minister mentioned that we have to become an empowered citizen. That is the only way we can move forward. Mm-hmm. So therefore, it was a very important thing that the Prime Minister has highlighted in his Mann Ki Baat.
Another very important, you know, topic which he brought up was of organ donation. And he gave several examples and he told that by making this sacrifice, overcoming, you know, any superstitions and any other negative ideas you might have, if you go in for organ donation, you're actually helping so many human beings live a normal life. You think this is inspiring and this will give a fillip to organ donation?
Definitely, Sonuj, we were all witness to a very touching story of organs of a 10-month-old Aline Shereen Abraham, who was killed in an accident, but her parents decided, that is Arun Abraham and the mother Shereen decided, that organs of this child should be donated to another person. Because this accident happened somewhere near Kochi. And I'm told organ receiver was in Kerala, in Trivandrum. So authorities immediately made arrangement to harvest organ from Alin and take it to Trivandrum for transplant, which is itself magnificent effect. And fact that these parents, particularly Arun Abraham and Shereen, despite the sorrow that has, you know, struck them by the death of their beautiful, lovely daughter, they still decided that if somebody's life can be rekindled, why not?
I think
there is a message in that.
Yes.
And Prime Minister mentioned how people who have received these organ donation, how their lives have changed, how they have got fresh life,
Absolutely.
A new life. In particular, he mentions people who, after that, they have been indulging in very strenuous activity.
And he also talked about farmers' progressive attitude, which is really uplifting the entire agriculture sector. First, let us hear what he said and then we'll discuss about it.
Hamare kisan keval annadata nahi hai, वे धरती के सच्चे साधक हैं। हमारा आज का किसान तो परंपरा और टेक्नोलॉजी दोनों को साथ लेकर चल रहा है और मुझे ये देखकर खुशी होती है कि हमारे किसान अब सिर्फ उत्पादन नहीं बल्कि गुणवत्ता, वैल्यू एडिशन और नए बाजारों पर भी ध्यान दे रहे हैं।
So Shekhar ji, you'd say that very beautifully Prime Minister has encapsulated the progressive attitude of the farmers where they are combining traditional wisdom with modern technology?
Definitely. Already, you know, the scheme of Drone Didi, you know, how drones are making a big change and how they are being used in agriculture by training young women in several thousand villages who are using the drone for, you know, spraying insecticide or pesticide as well as for, you know, analyzing the acreage under cultivation. This is already happening. But along with that, farmers at their individual level have been innovating, coming with new ideas, increase crop pattern to grow new crops. Because Prime Minister mentioned the case of Odisha, you know, where young farmer named Hirod Patel, how he was cultivating paddy like his father did. But then he decided to put a mesh structure over his pond. And on that, he grew creeper vegetables, subsequently planted bananas, guava, coconut around the pond, then started fish farming in the pond. In other words, today, apart from traditional farming, you can also do horticulture, grow fruits, you can have fish farming, so that the land use is bettered, yeah, as well as water is saved, and it brings additional income, right, for farmers. And similarly, he mentioned the case of village in Thrissur district of Kerala, where in one village they are growing 570 varieties of rice from a single field. And this includes the various types, even herbal varieties. So this is not just about improving productivity, but it is also about trying out new ideas.
Absolutely.
Apart from the hard work they are. And the fact is today India is the largest producer of rice. And we are producing 150 million tons of rice every year. As Prime Minister said, this is not a small achievement. We are also contributing to the global basket, food basket, apart from meeting our requirements.
And then he also talked about coming out of the colonial mindset. And in that context, he talked about Rajaji Utsav and the Kerala Kumbh. These are also important developments.
Yeah, certainly. Mahakumbh that happened in Kerala is a very interesting thing. None of us even knew that, because Kumbh normally we associate with one place in south only, that is Kumbakonam, where you have Mahamaham. Otherwise, the Kumbh, we always, the Ardh Kumbh or the Mahakumbh.
Right,
usually
right,
with cities like Ujjain or Prayagraj or Haridwar. But here, for the last 250 years, Kumbh was not taking place in Kerala on the banks of the river Bharatapura. And after 250 years, it was decided that practice should be revived. Hmm. So we saw a lot of people belonging to different communities participating in this Mahakumbh. So that is one. And second thing, he referred to the government's continued effort to come out of the colonial mindset that has gripped us and that has been gripping us and for which the government has made several efforts. In particular, he referred to the fact that India had its own Governor General after independence. That is, after Lord Mountbatten, who was the Governor General during the transition period, we had C.R. Rajagopalachari, who was a leading freedom fighter, who was known by the popular name Rajaji. And incidentally, it has been decided that in central courtyard of Rashtrapati Bhavan, statue of Rajaji will be placed there. Okay. This is a very significant thing because we have lot of monuments which glorify our people belonging to the colonial period, particularly the British. Mm-hmm. Now the time has come for us to honor our own heroes who played a big role. And there is no better place than the capital of India, which is Delhi.
Absolutely. So in his address, he also talked about contribution of Indians to global sports in context of the cricket teams, which have a lot of players from Indian origin. He, you know, gave a lot of encouragement to students who are going in for board exams. He also gave respect to fellow politician Amma Jayalalitha in Tamil. And he gave his best wishes to all countrymen for the ongoing Ramadan and the upcoming Holi festivals. It was indeed a very, very well-rounded address in the Mann Ki Baat that we saw today. Thank you so much for joining us, Shekhar ji, and throwing light on the key highlights of the address today.
Thank you.
And listeners, you can also listen to this program on our mobile app, News on AIR, and our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.
Spotlight.